USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As many Americans are feeling the effects of President Biden's policies, the border, inflation, foreign policy, Republican Senator Mitch McConnell on Fox News with a campaign promise should Republicans regain numbers in Washington.
This administration has really got its hands full, and I think they're headed toward a pretty good beating in the fall election. Biden ran as a moderate. If I'm the majority leader in the Senate and Kevin McCarthy's the Speaker of the House, we'll make sure Joe Biden is a moderate.
President Biden will announce new gun control measures today meant to contain the use of privately made weapons on 3D printers. Biden is also expected to name Steve Dettelbach, a former U.S. attorney from Ohio, as a nominee to lead the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. The president's previous nominee was forced to withdraw amid opposition in the Senate. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Emmanuel Macron and Marine Le Pen are projected to advance to the second round of the French presidential election, setting up a rematch of their 2017 contest. The two candidates are only separated by a few percentage points and will come to a runoff on April 24th. Weather is playing a factor to wheat shortages around the world. Tim Berg reports.
With inflation hitting a 40-year high in February, supply chain woes continuing along with Russia's invasion of Ukraine, American consumers and farmers are feeling the impacts. Speaking on Fox and Friends Weekend, Kansas wheat farmer Vance Emke explains drought conditions are also a major factor when it comes to wheat prices and production.
We've got a very serious drought going on out here in the high plains, and so even if wheat went to $20 a bushel, there's a lot of farmers out here who are going to grow nothing. 20 times zero is zero, and those guys are up a creek.
Ukraine and Russia account for about 30% of global wheat exports.
USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Several incredibly well-preserved dinosaur fossils were uncovered at Tanis, a site in North Dakota. Scientists believe the dinosaurs died the day a giant asteroid hit the Earth 66 million years ago. It is widely believed that the 7.5-mile-wide asteroid hit the Gulf of Mexico. It created an extinction event, with more evidence from the dig site supporting the theory. A woke mob of protesters disrupted Colonel Alan West's public speaking event at Buffalo University. Event coordinator Therese Purcell on Fox News says the mob was violent in suppressing freedom of speech.
I was really afraid for my life since they physically assaulted my friend. And like I said, they were screaming no peace. So I don't think they were going to do anything remotely peaceful. They were a very angry mob. And they were clearly saying that they were trying to chase me, that they wanted to capture me. So I'm afraid of what would have happened if I wasn't able to hide from them. I was mostly thinking of how can I get away from this mob. It seemed like they were clearly trying to threaten me personally. I was somewhat surprised that I was their target. I thought that they were just chasing us. I didn't expect this, since I didn't think it was going to be as controversial to say on an American campus that American values are a good thing, American values are worth protecting. I don't think they like Colonel West's message that he did experience racism. Yeah. He grew up in the 1960s, 1970s in the South, but he overcame that and he decided not to be a victim, not to look at himself as a victim, and that America gave him that equality of opportunity that many other countries don't.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.